This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be joining, but he's going to be hosting the fourth hour. Owen Shore will be coming on air in the next segment, hosting the fourth hour. I was talking about the Export-Import Bank, and this is one of the things that Donald Trump reversed himself on last week. He said it was corporate featherbedding. It was crony capitalism when he was running for president. But then last week, as the CNBC pointed out, he offered an olive branch to Democrats, the Democrats that are now in his cabinet, people like Gary Cohen, when he pledged to support the controversial Export-Import Bank last week. And they're looking at this, and they're unhappy with the two picks that he had. Understand, this is an 81-year-old New Deal crony capitalist institution benefiting, in many cases, foreign-owned, state-owned corporations. Foreign governments own these corporations, and we're extending them subsidized loans at the expense of you, the taxpayer, for the benefit of 10 giant corporations. That's what this is about, folks. And it stopped in 2015 because they had two vacancies, so they didn't have a quorum, they couldn't do anything. Now he's going to appoint a couple of people. So one of the people that he's talking about appointing is a guy who had always opposed it, Scott Garrett. He was part of the Freedom Caucus. And so CNBC says, well, we're not happy about this. This is another individual who's getting put on a put into an agency that he thinks shouldn't exist. Well, I wish that were the case. Instead, what he says was, I think we can fix it. I think we can make it work. See, that's the Boromir flaw. You remember Lord of the Rings? Remember Boromir? He says, I can take that ring and I can do something really good with it. No, you can't. It will take you over. And we've seen from the beginning of the federal income tax how this monster has gone. And you can see it in every agency. The EPA is a good example of it. But the other person that he put in, CNBC thought was a great guy, Spencer Baucus. They called him a moderate. Remember, when they liked the person, they called them a moderate or a centrist. Well, let's talk about this guy, Spencer Baucus. Breitbart pointed out where this guy was coming from. It said Baucus is a Republican. He holds the unenviable distinction of being the only politician that Andrew Breitbart called upon to resign when Andrew Breitbart was alive. What did he do? Well, he was chairman of the House Financial Services Committee during the 2008 financial crisis, and he was the epitome of insider trading. This is a guy, remember, in September 18th, 2008, we talked about this many times, Hank Paulson calls in chair of the Fed, Ben Bernanke. They go to Capitol Hill. They call in all these senior congressmen, people like Spencer Baucus, who is the House Financial Services Committee chair during that time. They tell them everything is going to collapse unless you do what we tell you to do. As a matter of fact, in this situation, they said it was a secretive meeting. What they did was they made all the congressmen put their phones away in the corner because they didn't want anybody recording the conversation or texting anybody about it. According to Paulson, in his memoirs, he painted an apocalyptic vision of what was coming down the pike. He said, look, the stock market could lose half of its valuation. We could have a massive failure of banks, etc. That was on September 18th. The morning of September 19th, Spencer Baucus knew what was coming, and he went to the stock market. He took out $50,000 worth of what would typically be a very risky move. He shorted the market. Most of the time, when you do that type of thing, most of the option players lose money. But he took out $50,000 on a sure deal because he had insider information. And so he made a fortune out of this. This is the guy that Donald Trump's administration, and I'm not necessarily blaming it on Trump, but the buck does stop with him. Maybe Gary Cohen putting this guy forward. I don't know. Jared Kushner. This crook who should have stepped down. He should have been in jail. But, of course, remember, Nancy Pelosi and all that lot said, oh, no, insider trading, that's legal for Congress to do. As long as people are looking, they passed the Stock Act. So we're going to stop it. You noticed that we were doing insider trading. You got pretty upset about it. So we're going to stop it. A few months later, when nobody was looking, they undid it. And now one of the worst examples of this is being appointed to this crony capitalist export-import bank. What's going on here? I don't know. Stay with us. Owen Schroeder is going to be hosting the fourth hour. He'll be right back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroeder.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. We've got some news to cover, and you know, right now, where I'm sitting, it feels like more people are nervous about World War III than ever before, even when Barack Obama was in office. Now, you can throw blame around and say who's guilty of what or this, that, or the other thing, but it doesn't really matter, does it, if we go to World War III? No, I don't think that's good for anyone. And I'd like to know what you out there think about this, because part of me wants to start to be more critical of President Trump. And then another part of me says that's what the mainstream media wants. That's what the Democrats want. That's what the globalists want. And we know that they're all three working in collusion to try to bring down President Trump and try to stop our movement. So it's some real thin ice that we're on right now, as far as whether we should be supporting Trump gung-ho, or whether we need to be looking at Trump and saying it's not looking good the directions he's going in. Or is there a line there between both? That, I guess, would be the most real thing. So I want to hear what you out there think. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
9231. Is this the most you've ever been worried about World War III? Do you think it's a distraction from something else entirely? Are we missing the boat on something else entirely? We know how they love to do that to try to distract us. But some of the developments today, I'm sure you've heard, the U.S. has deployed two more aircraft carriers towards the Korean Peninsula. And then at the same time, the same story was breaking. U.S. military considers shooting down North Korea missile tests. Okay, so you've got more aircraft carriers moving in that direction. You've got stories breaking about how the U.S. is considering shooting down North Korea missiles. North Korea is saying they're going to test missiles every week now. The U.S. is drawing a line with North Korea, it appears, and they're not joking around. So, I mean, these are serious developments, and all signs point to something serious about to happen. I mean, they don't just send all these naval vessels and do all this saber rattling if they don't plan on doing anything at all. And maybe China has balked. That's what a lot of people are saying, that China has kind of balked and they've blinked first. But North Korea has not. And I would assume, now I don't know if Donald Trump talks to anybody from Kim Jong-un's center of power. I would imagine that somebody from China is talking to those people, and that's why they had to turn that coal shipment around. But these are serious developments, and Trump has obviously pivoted on his China rigging their currency rhetoric. Perhaps that was part of his quote-unquote 5D, 6DDD chess that he plays in order to win in Korea. But even with North Korea, now, my grandfather fought in the Korean War. I personally think that Trump is going for victory in North Korea to win major popularity points and just cruise towards victory in 2020. But I'd like to know what people out there think. Now, Roger Stone will be joining us at 2:30, 2:33 to be exact, in the show today. I'm sure he's got some breaking developments because he's actually going to be in studio with me. So we'll be hearing from Roger Stone shortly. But I'd like to hear from people out in the audience today. What do you think right now about World War III? What do you think right now about Trump? And do we continue to support him no matter what because the media, the Democrats, and the globalists work in collusion, want us divided more than anything? Or do we have to call it as we see it? And in some instances, support Trump. And if we see an instance which we don't want to support Trump, call him out on it. I don't know. It's a very difficult path that we walk down right now. So let's go to some of our audience. Let's start with Uncle Sam in Louisiana, who wants to talk about Trump's turnaround. Go ahead, Uncle Sam.
Yes, good day. I've been at, I do street interviews in the streets of New Orleans. Okay. Dress up in an Uncle Sam outfit. And for the past week, I've been asking people about Syria.
You know, I think I've actually seen you before. Sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
No, I've been on the show. You, Kit Daniels did a profile on me.
Okay, okay.
And you guys have actually, from some of the interviews, because I've talked to colonels and cardinals out there in the streets, and some of the things I've heard recently, I just spoke to a man who followed around. He was the first communique for President Clinton. He heard every conversation for 3 years. The things he told me, I can't repeat. So
let's get into what you think about Trump, though.
Yeah, this is what the, I mean, my analogy is this. It's sort of like you have a wife that's beautiful. She keeps the house good. She takes care of the kids, pays the bills, is a great cook, but she's sleeping with your worst enemy.
Hmm.
What do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, it's we're looking at this. He's obviously, I mean, even Syria's just got me twisted, but you know it. I know it. All the InfoWars know it. The people listening know it.
You know, just to add something to that, it's like he's sleeping with the enemy while they're both stabbing each other in the back constantly. This is the weirdest thing. I mean, I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the people that I've been speaking to on the streets, they're puzzled. I mean, no one can put a real finger on this. It's so fluid. It's like all the pieces are falling apart in every different direction. You can't keep track of any of it.
And you know what? I think that the biggest problem that we all have, and I'm speaking for myself, I suppose, but it just feels like right now, you know, my biggest thing was drain the swamp, right? Drain the swamp. Get in there like a wrecking ball. And he's been great for domestic policy, but drain the swamp? I'm not sure if I'm buying that.
Yeah, I mean, you wanted a wrecking ball, we got a bowling ball.
Yeah, I think that that's another good analogy. All right, Uncle Sam, thank you so much for the call. Let's move on to Russell, who is in Texas, also wants to talk Trump. Go ahead, Russell.
Hey, it's a real honor to speak with you. I listen to you all day, every day, so thank you there. I just wanted to say that Trump, when he was running, now he's a good man, got a good heart. You know, he's not a politician. He didn't get into it.
Well, he is now.
He wanted money. Well, he is now, but that wasn't his motivation. He just loves our country. So with that being said, once he got in, he now sees the dynamics, like the world stage, how the powers work together. You know, he can't just do things on his own. I understand with the world government, but he has to play the game as it is. Now, he has a good heart, and he's going to do what's best for us. But some avenues have to be gone through a certain way.
And see, I hear what you're saying, and I hear this a lot. And there's certainly some potentiality in what you're talking about. It's just, I have a problem. I don't want to be like the Obama supporters that just looked like the biggest dumbasses for 8 years, I guess, is how I'm putting it. I don't want to be the person that just continues to fall hook, line, and sinker for whatever Trump says because I believe in some overarching agenda that I think we agree on. I'm just not seeing that right now. That's just how I feel, and a lot of people feel the same way. Other people think this is a divide, that people are trying to divide us right now. And I don't know. There's a lot of things that Trump's doing that's good. There's a lot of things that Trump and his administration that have done that are not good.
But you,
what do you think, Russell?
The way that conservatives and libertarians think, they think on a whole nother level than liberals do. The liberals are watching TV, getting their news, believing headlines and topics. We actually listen to the facts, listen to the sources, and Trump's no different than that. So all I'm saying is, yes, he's a regular person. He can make mistakes, but he doesn't have an agenda to sell us out. He already had, he took a lot of trouble and heat and, you know, but turned his life upside down to take
on. Well, I will say this. If the United States ends up in more Middle Eastern intervention because of an oil pipeline, that to me is selling the American people out. Absolutely. 110%. Because you know why? Because you know what happens then? We then go into the Middle East, we intervene in the Middle East, we bomb the Middle East into oblivion, and then those people end up hating us, and then you have ISIS with the help of our own government and proxy wars as well. So it's a very vicious circle that we were hoping Trump would put a stop to. We would hope Trump would get in there and stop those gears up, and whether it be because he's getting bad intel, whether it be because he has no choice, maybe he's blackmailed, I don't know, but the gears just keep on rolling, and he was the candidate that said he didn't want to get into World War III. Now here we are basically playing World War Chicken with North Korea and China and the Middle East.
You said that earlier, that he might not have a choice. I mean, if you were to be in the White House yourself, common sense is going to rule most of what you do, not corruption because you're paid off. But he's having to face off real threats, and he might have information saying, look, these guys are just going to pop a shot off at us or whatever. You know, he's got to defend us. He's got to do what he's got to do. I hope it doesn't happen, and I'm sure if he has a say in it, it ain't going to happen. I would not think that it's because he just wants to be tough or just.
Well, but we have to ask. Thank you for the call, Russell. We have to ask, what is the big deal with North Korea now? Why all the saber rattling with North Korea? What is driving this? Is it Trump going for victory in North Korea? Or is it the globalists stirring up this distraction or stirring up Trump to force intervention, to force World War III, to divide Trump's base? I don't know what's going on. Again, you just have to ask why. I don't know. I'm not going to find this out. They're not going to tell us. Let's go to Fred in Wisconsin who wants to talk about World War III. Go ahead, Fred. You've got 60 seconds. Make it quick.
Hey, I think the problem here is that South Korea is trying to install the THAAD system, which is a major radar, which is going to piss off both Russia and China. And now, back in May of 2014, we had the Donald Cook attacked with an EMP weapon, which completely disabled it. 27 soldiers, you know, resigned. I think the major person to watch, or the major country to watch for, is Russia. I think North Korea and Syria is all just a big distraction. So either they
I'll put it to you this way. I think that Russia is the biggest story or the biggest threat, whatever, because I don't think Russia is going to take the United States BS anymore. I think Russia will finally stand up to United States government forcing oil wars on the rest of the world. That's, I don't know, that could be the case. We'll be right back on the other side. Alex Jones, Fourth Hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I want to encourage all of you, remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. Isn't about what I was talking about. hope you guys didn't play that on purpose, because that's how you feel about Trump. I just got handed this story from FoxNews.com. North Korean commandos ready to kidnap Americans, says defector. It goes on and says that Kim Jong-un has admitted to kidnapping Japanese people, on and on about how bad Kim Jong-un is. So I guess I'm supposed to buy this then and agree to World War III then. I guess that that's how that's going to work. That seems to be the trend. Look, folks, Kim Jong-un is obviously a crazy dictator. And if we're going to virtue signal and play police of the world, you would think that North Korea would have been the main focal point. Well, you know, there's no really political leverage to be gained there. There's no economic leverage. There's no oil. So we've just kind of remained disinterested. Now Trump is all of a sudden in office, and now all of a sudden we want to do something about North Korea. Of course, the North Korea, South Korea, and the United States being involved in those wars never really ended, did it? So what is really driving this? What is truly driving this? I mean, I guess the United States essentially trying to bully Kim Jong-un out of power. I guess that's what they're trying to do. And then maybe make a deal with China so that they can get them to cooperate. I don't know. I don't want World War III. I certainly don't want Kim Jong-un remaining a dictator in Korea anymore, in North Korea anymore. But yeah, so there's the story. North Korea has been kidnapping people for literally decades for various reasons. Okay, yeah. And what about our government that does the same crap? I'm sorry. It's just so hard to sit here and cover all this when I know my government's been one of the most corrupt governments in the world for my entire life. And just because Trump gets in doesn't mean I'm supposed to forget about it. Please actually drain the swamp, Trump. Excuse me. Let's go to Berger in California. Who wants to talk about World War III? Trump said he didn't want to get us there. Go ahead, Berger.
All right, Stroyer. This is it, man. Y'all doing a good job at InfoWars, but this is the whole plan, man. We have been invaded by the British Empire, and what they are doing is they want the military stretched so thin, and they want them to die in this war. This is what's going to happen. You got three aircraft carriers over there in the sea right now. If that happens, it's going to be devastating. We got troops trapped over there in the Middle East. Okay, this is what it is. It's a white man war. This is what happens. It's the invasion of the British Empire, plain and simple. If you look at why the country was created, it's going to tell you plain and simple. We are facing these same things with the TSA, the false flags, the 9/11, everything. This is what it is. We have been invaded.
All right. Thank you for the call, Berger. Yeah, I haven't heard that theory before. That's certainly a new one. Let's go to Michael in New Jersey. Also wants to talk about war. Go ahead, Michael.
Syria for just a second, because I want to be with you on Korea. What if you've got a president, or you now know that sarin is a blister agent, but I don't know that you might have known that 6 months ago or a year ago, or maybe you do, but why do we expect that a businessman from New York City would know that sarin's a blister agent? So you're only as good as you hire. Okay, so you knew it. But does that mean that Donald Trump knew it? He only knows if he hires generals and CIA and they're
lying. Well, here's the deal. Just to clear the air on this, with the whole Syria thing, I think Trump knew it. Of course he knew it. His generals knew it. They lied about it for an agenda, whether that agenda was to remove Assad from power or whether to test missiles before they go to war in North Korea. I don't know. That's the debate. Now, go on. You said you had another point. Go ahead.
Korea. The Korean issue. We live under martial law. At some level, I would think that you, InfoWars, and others would be thrilled to figure out the resolution so we can stop flying the Elitrim flags in every public building and every school in America. Doesn't matter how many times I sit down with my congressman, Lo Biondo, who's on the House Armed Services Committee and the committee that oversees the NSA, I can talk till I'm blue in the face. I call him two times a day and hound his ass on these issues. The fact remains that we had a cessation of hostilities. We didn't sign a peace treaty and end the Korean War. Now, we have two presidents prior who sat there and did not a damn thing while one of the most dangerous nations in the world develops nuclear weapons. So the question is...
Well, most dangerous to who? You know, I mean, that statement is very relative. Is North Korea the most dangerous nation to you?
Oh,
no. Is North Korea the most dangerous nation to me? No. So is North Korea the most dangerous nation to South Korea and North Korea and Japan? Yes. Okay. So maybe we should start prioritizing these wars we get involved to. And let's just maybe get an honest admission as to what our agenda is with our foreign policy. That'd be nice. Roger Stone joining us on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Fourth hour, Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, we've got to end the Easter mega special here in the next 48 hours, but people love sales. I love sales. And it helps fund our operation. At least if a lot of people take advantage of the sale, then it does. If we don't have a big sale and cut prices down to almost, you know, no profit, and then people don't take advantage of it, then we actually lose money. We need to fund ourselves, fund this operation, 30% off BrainForce, the great nootropic. Try it, folks. It supports the broadcast. You can't lose. 25% off Supermill Vitality, 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12. 25% off Super Female Vitality, 25% off Survival Shield X2, and many others at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got to end the special on 40% off on the amazing
Nomad ProPure gravity fed stainless steel system at 120 something bucks, leading competitors 250 for the same basic unit. You cannot beat that deal. Survival Shield X2 is going to sell out the next few days. We should get more in the next few weeks. It's 25% off. Despite that, go read the reviews for Super Male Vitality and more at InfoWarsStore.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Just like our information is game-changing and tip of the spear, our products are absolutely game-changing because we want you to come back and buy them because they work good, and we know we're targets of the globalists, so we have the highest standards. It's a win-win-win-win-win. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And there's so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, from non-GMO heirloom seeds to the water filtration systems to Patriot apparel to meet like-minded patriots and more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's now hand the baton to David Knight right here in the Central Texas Command Center.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer now joined in studio by Roger Stone. An honor to be joined by Roger. And you've got a piece that's about to be, it actually might be up on InfoWars.com right now, breaking down the latest on Mike Pompeo. He's for WikiLeaks. He's anti-WikiLeaks. He's spinning himself in a circle, Roger.
This is deeply disappointing to me, only because the Central Intelligence Agency and the vaunted 17 agencies we keep hearing about have systematically leaked in an attempt to destabilize the president, first delegitimize his election, and then destabilize him. And it's clear that the place needs reform. They need to wipe out the whole second and third levels who are continue to be Obama appointees. Instead, Mike Pompeo seems to be buying the BS narrative of the careerists, the neocons, at the Central Intelligence Agency. And he blurted out last Friday that WikiLeaks is a Russian asset. So, in all, to be completely reasonable, I would give Mr. Pompeo a reasonable amount of time, say 5 days, to either produce proof of this outrageous claim or resign, because that's not consistent with Donald Trump's view. Donald Trump said, and I quote, "I love WikiLeaks." There's no evidence whatsoever of Julian Assange being an asset for the Russian state. The intelligence services keep repeating this because they need it to be true. If it's not true, well, then ultimately, and there is no Russian collusion, we're going to learn that the president was under surveillance, or his aides were under surveillance, and he was caught up by it, at a minimum, for strictly political reasons. That's Watergate, times 10. That's spying on the Republican nominee for president. Mr. Pompeo should know better. It's clear to me that the agency is going to run him. He cannot run the agency. I frankly think he ought to resign.
You know, and it's stories like this that remind me about how there's a divide tactic being worked by the deep state, by the media, the Democrats, the globalists, all working in collusion to try to divide Trump's base and defeat him in 2020. I think that that's part of this agenda. And it's almost amazing. You know, you say that Pompeo needs to produce the evidence that he claims that WikiLeaks is a Russian asset. He would have that ability. So he should be able to, within 5 days, actually prove that statement true. If not, I would assume it's false. And what would you think about this? It appears to me that at this point in time that the drain, the swamp, it's time for that to become more than just rhetoric. He needs to really drain this swamp immediately.
Well, I guess I would make 2 points. One, look at the actual quote from the FBI director, Mr. Comey, in front of the House Intelligence Committee. When he's asked, "Have you been able to ascertain with certainty that WikiLeaks is a Russian operation?" He says, "Well, it is our assessment that they've used some kind of cutout." When anybody from an intelligence agency says assessment, that's the buzzword. That means they don't know crap, that they don't know anything. It's a projection of what they want you to believe. Some kind of cutout? Why don't you tell us who the cutout is? You can't, because you don't know, because there is no cutout. Assange is a freedom fighter. He's, to me, he's a hero. I understand those on the left who say, well, he's broken the law.
Well, they loved him, you know, eight years ago.
Yeah. Well, he has broken the law. On the other hand, the law breaking that he is exposing is so much bigger and more serious. Dr. Martin Luther King broke the law, too, because he was fighting for a larger goal. These laws specifically are put in place to keep the people ignorant, to stop the exposure of the kind of internal corruption and in some cases treason that has been perpetrated by both the Obama and the Clinton administration.
And
to me, Assange is a hero. He is not working for the Russians. He is working for no nation state, but he's against the deep state.
Well, and let's be perfectly clear. The emails exposed by WikiLeaks have never been denied as being real. So the emails are real. The Democrats admit that they're real. So why aren't we discussing the content of the emails ever? Why are we constantly obsessing over claiming it's Russia without any proof? What do you think Mike Pompeo's next move is? Roger Stone, his piece is on Infowars.com right now.
My guess is that he is going to resist. The president needs to order him to produce this, in my opinion, and I'm going to express that when I have the opportunity. The real question is, where does the whole Russian meme go? Because
it should have died when we're now looking at a new Cold War and perhaps World War III with Russia, but it didn't die there, did it?
No, it's interesting. The incursion into Syria should have put the end to this. It should have taken the wind out of the sails of the whole argument. How can Donald Trump be in bed with Putin when he's kicking him in the ass in Syria? But as I said, the reason I think the intelligence agencies and the military industrial complex so desperately need to find some Russian link is if they fail to do so, they will be naked when the examination of Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett and their use of intelligence data comes into focus. And that's jail time. In other words, if you look at Watergate as the only other previous national scandal we've had regarding, surveillance and so on, while the Senate Watergate Committee hearings destabilized Nixon, while the House hearings on impeachment really signaled the end, it was the Watergate special prosecutor who really sent people to jail. Jeff Sessions needs to get more aggressive, or the president needs to order him to do so. It's time to impanel a grand jury. It's time for the grand jury to question Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett. But what I want to know, Owen, is what did the president know and when did he know it? There is the real question for the grand jury.
Well, and here's the reason why I think Obama is on a deserted island is because of that right there. I really believe that he is avoiding extradition because here's the thing. I think that there's a major precedent that can be set here. There's a major example that can be set here with people like Susan Rice, people like Valerie Jarrett, who knows, maybe even Barack Obama. I mean, you know, let's not forget Trump called out his birth certificate. Yes, he retracted on that, but I think he was kind of forced to. They could set an example. Let's get these people in front of a jury and either force them to commit perjury or force them to admit what they did. That's what this country needs right now. The focus needs to be back on our swamp, not a swamp in North Korea. You want to take some calls, Roger?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Let's first go to James, who is in South Carolina, wants to talk about Trump and Korea. Go ahead, James.
Hi. The evolution of, if you might call it evolution of, the problem with North Korea stems from they have a terrible economy, and I don't believe they will ever get rid of the nuclear power or their race for nuclear missiles because they don't want to. That's all.
Well, okay. So then the threat that America's interest is shutting down North Korea's nuclear capabilities, getting in there, disrupting Kim Jong-un from becoming nuclear capable or putting a warhead at the end of a missile. I don't buy the economic thing because, please, let's look around the world. There are plenty of countries that are in economic poverty other than North Korea. Thank you for the call, James. Roger?
You know, I'm a non-interventionist. I think Donald Trump is a non-interventionist. There are times, however, when American power must be projected. There are times when international foes really do pose a fundamental danger to the United States. North Korea is such a place. Very clearly, based on what recently happened in Syria, what has recently happened in Afghanistan, no longer do we have an American president who will draw a line in the sand and then sit back helplessly while our adversaries cross it. And this is not the Obama administration anymore, and the coddling of the North Korean dictator is over. Donald Trump will do what is necessary to ensure that he doesn't have deliverable nuclear weapons. Thank God for that. Sadly, there are still places where we do need to project American power to protect our self-interest. North Korea, to me, is one of them.
Let's go to another caller. Let's go to Jason, who's calling in from Germany. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on with you, Owen. And Mr. Stone, truly a pleasure for the first time to be able to talk with you, sir.
Thank you.
Gosh, I wish I could rap with you guys about these things for all night, practically. Roger, you were on Bill Maher's show recently. You guys talked about the 420 thing, you know, about cannabis legalization and states' rights issues and whatnot. There's a really good article. I forget the online magazine. It's called Cannabis or Marijuana Legislation Where Federalism Goes to Die. Basically outlines, you know, how nobody who claims that they're in for states' rights can honestly admit that by maintaining, you know, the status quo schedule, federal schedule of drugs that they use for cannabis, can maintain that and say that they're for states' rights. That's one point I wanted to drop real quick. But as far as delivering on domestic issues, which Alex loves to bring up, and I don't want to hate on Alex. I love Alex. I love your show. I love everybody that works there. But here's the thing. The elite know that there's many ways you can skin a cat. And I feel like Trump could conceivably deliver on all the domestic issues he wanted, all the ones that he promised. And it wouldn't hurt the bottom line of the people behind the curtain, as it were, that are really pulling the strings around the world. It wouldn't hurt them at all for Trump to deliver on all those domestic issues, and they could still kind of weasel their way into the affairs of America in such a way that they still get the end product that they really want anyway. What do you guys think?
Or still persuade Trump into using United States foreign policy to get their agenda across the globe. I hear what you're saying. Roger?
I don't think anybody thought this was going to be easy. We're trying to undo 30 years of bad decisions that were, in many cases, purposely made. And there is an entrenched opposition in Washington, in the Democratic Party, in the media, that is barely recognizes the president's election. So you're right, except for to say that if he enacts his domestic agenda, he will strengthen his governing coalition. And therefore, he would have greater strength to take on the international globalists and the two-party duopoly in Washington. And he is, at base, a fighter. He's also realistic. He's absolutely right. I wouldn't engage the Chinese on trade or currency manipulation at the exact moment that we need their assistance to disarm the North Koreans. You've got to have priorities. If we are incinerated by a thermonuclear weapon, it won't matter what our trade policies have been. So the president understands priorities. Don't underestimate him. That's all I can say. He's going to get his domestic agenda done. We've already seated the first of what I think could be four conservative Supreme Court justices. You can make no more fundamental a change in the country than that. Yes, there is a difficult struggle ahead.
Well, and I think if you look at it from the standpoint as he's building a campaign up for 2020, it's working very well. Building up domestic policy is going to help. And even though a lot of the InfoWars fans or InfoWars base may be divided on Trump right now and his foreign policy, the Fox News base out there, those type of people, the drive-by media viewers, they love everything he's doing. And I think that he's really building a nice case for 2020 right now, and he's trying to win that, I think. Let's take one more call. Let's go to Greg in Oregon. Go ahead, Greg. You're on air with Roger Stone.
Hi, Owen. Hi, Roger. It's a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Go ahead, Greg. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope that Trump lets somebody else take care of North Korea and back off of that. We don't need any more wars. Let China deal with them and cool them off. I agree. I think we need to get out of all these wars. Our country is in serious bad trouble, and Trump needs to drain the swamp in the White House. I believe he's already been compromised, and they're taking over and forcing him to do things. He's let his generals run the military right now, and he doesn't have any say in it. I believe that he's already been compromised ever since that CIA put that picture of the grandbaby in the bedroom, sent that picture out. He has changed. He started flip-flopping and everything else, and, you know, I voted for him and everything else, so, man, I hope not, but it sure looks like it is going that direction. Why can't
Roger.
He just...
Well, I think the caller, Greg, you're half right. There definitely is an effort to make him a puppet, but I don't think they understand the man. Perfect example. We made the limited strike into Syria. The generals now come in for the kill. We need 150,000 boots on the ground immediately. We need to ramp up these attacks. Trump, just based on his own instinct, with no one on the White House staff, sadly not even our friend Steve Bannon, urging him not to go into Syria, Trump moves immediately and comes to the right place. No, we're not having expanded war. This is not going to be the next Vietnam, the next Iraq. So my trust is in Donald Trump. Yeah, they are trying to undercut him. They're trying to flip him. They will not succeed.
Final segment, other side, Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The next stop that we make will be the
is this the, are you on the cover? I don't know. We were just handed this. Roger Stone, New York Times bestselling author, The Making of the President 2016. You can find it at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger, it looks like you've got some good reviews here.
Yeah, it's coming up. We've got a book event here tonight in Austin. We have an event on the 20th in Round Rock, Texas at the Barnes & Noble. So we're doing our Texas swing, and it's exciting. It's great to meet the Patriots, to meet the freedom fighters. I came here from New York, and as I indicated to you, the level of vitriol, the hatred on the streets is just extraordinary. People sneer at you. Some old man with a cane was shaking his cane at me, women have spit on me.
These people are ridiculous.
Liberals are—they're so tolerant. They love free speech as long as it's theirs.
It really is shocking, though, when you actually confront, when you have a face-to-face confrontation with a liberal, and you're like, "Whoa, you actually really believe what you just said, don't you?" Wow.
Yeah, it is, and the for people who preach tolerance.
Well,
the seething hatred is really extraordinary, and frankly, it grows tedious.
So, hey, come out, get your The Making of the President 2016 book by Roger Stone signed. He is doing the Austin, Texas tour right now, so be sure to check it out and get your book at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's try to squeeze in a couple more calls here before we sign off for the Alex Jones Show and then pick it back up with the InfoWars Live 3 to 5. Let's go to Nate in Guam who wants to talk Trump and North Korea. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Owen. Wow.
Hey.
First-time caller. You know what? Calling from Guam. Want to say a big shout-out to Hank Johnson there, buddy. We got enough people over here, and we're still not tipped over, so might want to go back to school for that one. Stone. I absolutely love you, sir. You are a patriot. God help you. God bless your family. God bless yourself. The entire InfoWars team, I want to make this quick because I know you guys have to get to the other callers. Everyone that's listening out there, my brother and I, Alan, want to say this to you because he is the one that red-pilled me. I want to tell you, you know what, right now, take advantage of these sales that they've got because every single product that they have, I bought two Alexa Pure water filters, have the supplements coming, taking them, and they work great. Couple things here. You know, Owen, you mentioned in earlier about how, you know, the InfoWars, populace out there were getting divided and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff that I've been disappointed with. I voted for Trump, got the shirt. Trump's my president. I actually live out in California, but I'm visiting family in Guam. And it's so sad that with free speech, we can't even wear that shirt without running the risk of getting beaten up.
Well, that's what Roger was talking about. It's the tolerant left. You know, I mean, you don't everybody has a right to free speech until the liberals disagree with you. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, Roger. I mean, you've got some book signings coming up here in Austin. I mean, you know, the liberals here in Austin like to show up and be loud and obnoxious. I mean, you might see a few more canes getting wagged.
You know, as you know, I'm a little combative myself. So
I've told you, you need to stop that. You need to lay off the super male vitality. You're trying to fight too much.
That does. And we're going to be producing the new Donald Trump 2020 baseball bat soon. So, liberals are
happy.
Can
you sign that for me at your book signing?
Liberals are welcome to come and ask any stupid question they want. Just don't get in the way of the people who are there for legitimate purposes. And just want to learn and enjoy. So we're at Big Daddy's tonight in Houston, in Austin, for a burger joint where we're going to have, a good mix of people. So come on by.
Please don't provoke Roger, okay? He's not the one you want to provoke. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you, Roger Stone. Alex Jones Show will be back. InfoWars Live 3 to 5. I'm switching over to the other studio right now. More news to cover, and we'll probably take your calls as well. I'll be joined by Millie Weaver.
Communications Radio Network.